This is a replay of Thanksgiving 2023, the countdown of the world's worst hit records on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to count down the world's worst hit records as voted on exclusively by you this year, listeners to WGN Radio. We had over 500 individual titles nominated this year, and of course, many votes for many of them, hence we do have a legitimate top 10 out of this. We also have some ties. I would call the first group the near misses. That's 11 songs in an 11-way tie for number 11, if that were the case. And we also have 15 dishonorable mentions, which would be 15 songs who would be tied for right under those near misses. So we'll be talking about all of them. In fact, I've got a contest for you coming up. But I thought since it is only a 3-hour show, we should start by talking about number 10. And I'll tell you, Christmas is the time for revenge. Clearly, there's no other way to put it. And lawsuits, yes. And musically, it gives us grandma and hippos and barking dogs and Christmas shoes and drunk daddies. Does anything top Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk for Christmas? Well, you didn't vote on it this year. It was written by Bill and Happy Dan off the Starland Vocal Band. And we didn't get many votes for Afternoon Delight either. By the way, Alan Jackson covered that record. I don't know what's up with that. And then there was the ex-Beatles Hall of Shame. All the Beatles tried a Christmas record, I'm sorry to say, most notably John and Paul. John, So This Is Christmas, Happy Christmas, War Is Over, soothing, tasteful tunes, as you can imagine, and Paul for Wonderful Christmas Time. But maybe the worst of all, and the perfect example of the C word, would be Cause, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Well, apparently not, or they wouldn't have tortured us with that. But I'm leaving all those aside because I know you'd stop listening. Let's get to the controversy, and this is 2 years in a row now. Last year, Vince Vance sued Mariah Carey for All I Want for Christmas Is You. Now, it all started when Vince Vance recorded All I Want for Christmas Is You, his version of the aforementioned title. And he's not singing it. You'll see that in a moment. It's Lisa Lane, who was Lisa Burgess Stewart at the time, and she was the vocalist. And this thing charted on the country charts every year from like 1994 to 1997, and then again in 2000. So this was doing pretty well. And if you don't remember it, I'm going to play it only because we're going to compare it to the song he's suing over 2 years in a row, by the way. So as far as Vince's or Lisa's rendition.
Take back the tinsel stockings.
Not bad all the way around, and apparently you don't think it is either because it didn't get one vote. Now, by comparison, number 10 on the world's worst hit records is the record that is the subject of Vince Vance's lawsuit. Now, they're not the same songs, but Vince says close enough. I'll let you decide. Maybe a jury will later. But number 10 for you, the lovely and maybe talented Mariah Carey, 1994, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
I know, what you want for Christmas is me to stop playing it. So number 10 it was, Mariah Carey. So what is Vince saying, since clearly they're not the same song, though they are the same titles and you can't copyright a title? Well, he alleges that some of the music itself was copied, and the phrase, All I Want for Christmas, seems commonplace today, but in 1988 it was distinctive. Well, I don't know. Foghat had a song by that title in 1981, but never mind that. He says it's the unique linguistic structure of the song, and says we didn't actually coin it, but it was used in the unique context. Well, we'll see. So they're suing Carey and her co-writer and Sony Music, and the timeline appeared aligned with the peak of the popularity of a song. Well, the timeline obviously would be Christmas. You rarely would release that in July, but as far as the year. As I mentioned, Vince got it out and had his peak. He got it out in 89, had his peak around 94 when Mariah Carey brought it out. So is it inspiration or infringement? I guess we will find out. So that's number 10. And we're going to get to some of those dishonorable mentions. And like I say, there's a contest coming up. So get a piece of paper and a pencil because you're going to be wanting to write things down. I'll explain this in a moment. And as usual, like with Monday Night Trivia, the prize isn't worth a thing. You're doing it for the fun of it. But you will get a prize eventually. And yeah, we were hoping this year, but no guarantees. And you get a certificate. Absolutely, you get a certificate for this. Now, before we get to that, I see we haven't heard from Ken in Chicago in a while, and he's calling us. So, Ken, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Oh, hi, Riley. Last 6 months, I've been full-time caregiver of my mom, and she passed away.
Oh, well, there's a star in heaven for you. You know, I don't think there's any greater good than caring for somebody like that. So congratulations for sticking in there. It's hard.
The worst thing about it was battling my family, doctors, and hospitals, because my youngest brother has power of attorney, financial and medical, and he overruled me with everything.
Uh-huh.
So it was ugly.
That's so unfortunate. And, you know, sadly...
It is, especially when you got a large family, right?
Yeah, and
they can all go against you.
Sure they can. And I don't think parents give enough thought to that. They all want to think that it'll be kumbaya and everybody will come together in the end. But the reality is that what tears families asunder more than anything else are things like power of attorney, things like executor, executrix, or a trustee.
Right.
Parents, unfortunately, almost routinely break up families because they do not realize the absolute feuds that are going to ensue. Now, were you the primary caregiver?
I was, and my youngest brother, who my mom did give power attorney to, because he's the youngest, and the only thing she had written down was him as power attorney, financial and medical, and she had a DNR.
Right.
But for years, I was saying, Mom, she wanted to stay home and die. I go, Mom, you got to write it down. Just write it down. sign your name and date it, and I'll take it over to the lawyer around the
street. Right.
She wouldn't do that.
Well,
yeah, and she died in the hospital, and they had her on so much pain medication, it stopped breathing.
Right. Oh, it will. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I know all about that. I have a friend of mine who's a pharmacist. He goes, she's on something 10 times stronger than morphine. It was so ugly.
Oh. Yeah, well, was she on a lot of Dilaudid and things like that?
Oh, you know about that, the IV.
Of course I know about it.
Dilaudid, 10 times stronger than morphine. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it also long-term causes lesions in the brain. So for people who think it might be fun to do it recreationally, forget about it.
Yeah, that's why when you go to her, she's like comatose. That's why she couldn't drink or eat or she couldn't tell you or sign anything.
Right. Right, of course.
Yeah, oh, you know about that. Yeah, it was IV dilaudid.
Yeah, no, I absolutely know about that. Now, the end, I guess, to this story is that I guarantee you, and I'm sure you agree, she now is in a much better place. I guarantee that. I believe that with every thread in my body. So
she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of things that it's like... when somebody's in a lot of pain, like a fractured vertebra and stuff, all they can do is give medication. There's no other techniques.
Well,
and there is, if she was in Europe, there's heat therapy, electric therapy, cold therapy. There's all kind of different manipulations. No, they won't.
Well,
they just give medication.
Worse yet, in some settings, in some states, because of all the misuse, they even withhold that. What's going on with regard to pain treatment in this country is just, well, it's outside the scope of this show, but it's just horrifying. So,
oh, yeah. When she came home from the hospital like a year ago, eight pages of what to do with opioid overdose. Right. Eight pages, nothing else of her ailments.
Right.
She had that spray.
Right, here's a bunch of
overdose.
Here's a bunch of Narcan. Yeah, exactly. So
and you can just see, and here's the thing, in Chicago in the libraries, there's like it's the size of like a snack, a candy bar snack thing where you pull your money in with Narcan, these overdosing things.
That's everywhere now. In fact,
is it? I've never seen it when I walked into the library. I go, what is this?
The county where I own radio stations mails them to every resident. So, I'm well aware. But like I say, trust me, she is in a better place. And I absolutely believe that. And you did all you could. I'm sorry that it came out the way it did. But you have no guilt on that. You did the best you could.
Well, I know that. I wanted her to
I know.
Die at home. But she didn't write it down. And...
So that's on her, unfortunately. And many people don't because they're afraid if they do codify things that it's going to happen. You know, in other words, I know people who won't make a will because they're afraid, well, if I make a will, then I'm going to die. And that's just utter nonsense. You know, there have been people like Bob Magnus, who owned TCI Communications, world's largest cable system at the time, a billionaire, died without a will. So, you know, it makes you wonder. But regardless, hopefully the financial fallout is short-lived and will be over soon, so you won't have to fight for years on that.
Yeah, it's going to take time to... You don't get over it. You learn to live with it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You never get over it, especially I was very, very close to her. She lived across the street from me. She lived with my younger brother, but I was there every day.
Right. No, and sadly, every big family has one. You have one sibling who is just Beelzebub. I mean, it's almost like they pass them out in the birth order. Now, I'm an only child, so I didn't ever, and I was adopted, but I didn't ever experience any of that. But everybody I know who is from a larger family, it's like, here's that one. And so, you know, all I can say is you're not alone.
Yeah. Well, on a lighter note, can I request two songs?
Yes, you won't hear them tonight because these are the world's worst hits, but you will hear them next week.
Okay, the first one is When I'm With You by The Chants.
Okay.
I think the Moonglows did that in the 50s.
Right, okay, we got it. What else?
And Have You Ever Loved Someone by The Vocaliers.
Oh, okay. All right, writing them down.
Okay.
Good deal. It'll be.
Can I give you one more?
Sure.
Can I give you one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. This is a good one. This is by the Five Jades. Their version of That's the Way It Goes.
Okay, good deal. You will hear them next week. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
All right, and I'll appreciate be calling it. Back. So
I hope so. I hope so. Okay. Oh, good. Thanks, Ken. And again, a gold star for you for caring for your mom.
Right. Thank you, Raleigh.
You betcha. All right. So, hard work, but absolutely worth it. All right. So we're going to get back to the World's Worst Hit Records, and we'll tell you what else is going on, and I'll also tell you about the contest. But coming up, yes, one of the bubbling unders. Oh, you'll hear it and more coming up on WGN Radio. Oh, well, I didn't realize. It's my turn. All right. Well, rather than a bumper, I'm going to get right into the dishonorable montage. It is the World's Worst Hit Records as voted on by you 2023, like I say. You gave me over 500 distinct titles and many votes for several of them. All right, so here is the deal. There was a 15-way tie for dishonorable mention. Now, do you have your piece of paper and your pencil ready? Gotta hope so. You're going to need it. All right, I'll wait just a moment in case you thought I was kidding. The prize isn't worth having, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to identify all 15. Give you about 5 minutes to think about that, and we'll be right back on WGN Radio with more of the World's Worst Hit Records, but right now we'll figure out what's going on in the news on WGN Radio.
Where's your mama gone? Far, far away.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, Mac and Katie Kassoon. In fact, when I was putting this together, who are they? I said, well, there are a couple, Gerald and Catherine Farthing. They're an African-American couple who did Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. And he looked at me like I'd lost the language. You know, so just, yeah, well, so that's one of them that you heard in the montage. So that now you've only got to worry about 14 of them. And you got to worry, of course, what order they're in. I'll play it again. Don't worry. We'll get to number 9, too, as we count them down. Number 10, of course, Christmas, Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. But we check out Marianne in Chicago. Hey, Marianne, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How's your Thanksgiving?
Well, it's here. You know, I'm having it with you.
Yeah, that's right. The best Thanksgiving ever.
Ah, aren't you kind?
Did you start the Guilty Pleasures yet?
No, I haven't even explained it, nor have I explained the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. At the end of the night, we'll explain it, and the voting for it will go on until basically Christmas Eve. We'll play someone back on Christmas night.
Okay, because after eating, I'm getting a little tired.
Oh, well, you know, if you go to sleep, you got many days to come.
Okay, so it's basically you can pick the songs that nobody else liked that you like, right?
Well, basically the songs you're embarrassed to admit you like.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've explained how this came about many, many years ago. I had a surgery, and I can't do general anesthesia, so I do it with an awful lot of xylocaine. But anyway, I jokingly used to bring these cassettes that I called them songs I want to hear before I die. And, of course, I knew I wasn't going to die. But nonetheless, I'd put on all this stuff. Well, at one point while I'm listening to it, the surgeon said, what are you listening to? And I was too embarrassed to admit it, so I didn't say a word, and he thought I was in distress. So, I just didn't want to admit that I loved this song. And so then I realized, those are your guilty pleasures, the things you just don't want to. I've admitted it since then. It's Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. But it does. It makes me blush when I say that I like that song. But I do. So that's what guilty pleasures are about. The ones where you say, you know, I'll gag before I'll tell somebody in public I like this.
Well, you know, music is like art. Everybody has their own personal.
Well, absolutely, but you know, you kind of go in types. At least I do. Like I love my soft soul oldies and all my East LA stuff and my beach music and all this stuff. And here's Alice in Wonderland. So it's like, what doesn't belong here? So that's what it's about.
Okay. Well, I will probably call you then later on.
Okay, I'm counting on it.
And I still miss Scotty.
Oh, we always will.
I know.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. Happy Day of Turkeys.
Yes, gobble.
Thank you once again for working on the holiday.
Always, my pleasure.
And I hope every listener also had a wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
Doing whatever it was their tradition is. Me, I made a big pot of spaghetti today.
Very good. You know, I've known other people who went for that too. So there must be something about the Thanksgiving spaghetti. You're not alone.
Well, it was just a whole lot easier than, you know, it's just me and my little dog. So it's, you know, it's kind of silly to do a lot of work for just one person. So the spaghetti will last for quite a while when it's in the freezer. So
good.
And I just, again, wanted to thank you for working because this is just always a fun night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've got two songs I don't know on that list you just ran off, that montage.
You know them all but two?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
And they're at the bottom half.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I think so anyway.
Okay. Well, now you know one of them's Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. So
yeah, that was one I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that.
Although I didn't write down that. Is that the title? Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Okay, I got to change that on my list then.
Yes, that absolutely is the title.
I thought it was called Where's Your Mama?
No, it's Mama Chirpy Boy. Chirpy Cheep Cheep. And 1971, and Mac and Katie Kassoon on Vogue in Germany. I'm sure it was released in America, too, but I've got it on a German label. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm sure I could be off on the titles as well.
Yeah.
And some of them, I don't know, there were just two at the bottom that Gosh, if they just played a little longer, I might have gotten it.
Well, okay. I'm going to play the montage again. And
I'm listening. Got me till one. So.
Oh, good. And I will. Well, we've got another montage with the 11 near misses. So this is just the first montage. But I'm looking near the bottom. I would expect you to know these. There's a couple funeral dirges in this. So
well, the second to the last.
Oh! Think funeral dirge. Think absolutely. Think suicide with a capital S.
Okay.
All right.
And then the other one I don't know is. Let's see. I don't want to give a name away.
Right. But probably the one after Mac and Katie Kassoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one. Oh,
yeah.
I guess there's three I don't know.
Okay.
There's that one, and then there's the next one after that I know.
Right.
And the one after that I don't know.
All right, I'll play that as a bumper next.
The one after...
Yeah, after Minnie.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and then you'll get
the
that.
Second to the last, I didn't know that one. Yeah, but the one after Cheepy.
Yeah, I know. It's hard,
chirpy,
but...
Chirpy, cheep.
And
the one after that, I didn't know. I put a question mark.
Yes. Where's your mama gone? A little bit, yes, oh, man. It was... I've got it on the Vogue label, like I say, some German label, but it also came out on Youngblood. It must have come out on some American label, too, but I don't have it. All right,
funny.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
So
and I'm not sure on the second one that you played, either. I just wrote something down. But
all right. All right.
Anyway, it'll be. I'm looking forward to
it. Well,
good. And then I just wanted to tell Ken, because we haven't heard from him in a long time,
that
I'm sorry to hear that his mother passed.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like she's in a much better place. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, and I mean, some people I know don't believe that, but boy, I believe it with every fiber of my body.
Well, they're out of pain, they're out of worry, they're. You know, it's just the person that's left behind. That's
right. Yeah, we get
gotta grieve now.
We get
and that's
the brunt.
Just different for everybody.
That's right. You're 100% right. We get the brunt of that. All right, good deal. Well, thanks, Lisa. I'm looking forward to you calling and guessing. And you may be the only one guessing, so we'll see how you do. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
so
keep listening.
Thanks.
Okay.
So I will play the montage again, and I will also play one of the songs from the montage. Then you will have two of them. You just have to figure out where they go in the list. And we got Mac and Katie Kassoon, and you'll hear the other one here in a moment. And we'll hear number 9, and we'll hear from Murfreesboro Steve. Number 9, I think it's time we talk about this, because we only have 3 hours, and we only have we have 10 songs. So it's sedate, it's smarmy, it's the 70s. It didn't really get better after that either. Yes, right. Anything Delilah plays, I like to call the category. But number 9 from 1977, a perennial fave on the world's worst hit records, kind of low on the list this year, but it is the lovely and talented Debbie Boone.
So many nights I'd sit by. Sing me his song.
Now, what's most amazing about that to me, other than the fact that it's one of the biggest hits ever, which I completely don't understand, but what on earth possessed Leanne Rimes to redo it?
So many nights I'd sit by my window, waiting for someone to sing me his song.
All right, yes. Every time I hear "so many nights I sit by the window," it reminds me of someone with her cat. You know, I'm not sure why, but nonetheless, as I mentioned, it's smarmy, it's the 70s, but it didn't get better. You know, there are all the Celine Dions and the Whitney Houstons and that "I Will Always Love You," shame on Dolly Parton for writing that. And, you know, the "Daddies, Don't You Walk So Fast," and even the "Feelings," Morris Albert, those got votes, not enough to be on even a bubbling under this year. "Sometimes When We Touch" by Dan Hill, I'm not sure anybody mentioned that. It would probably be better if we just forgot about it. So you now have number 10 with "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And number nine, You Light Up My Life, 1977, Debbie Boone. And you will hear something from our montage, which I will play coming up. We'll then play the montage again. So, as I say, if you heard it the first time, great. You can fill in some blanks. If not, have a piece of paper and a pencil handy. It goes by fast. It's a 2.5-minute montage, and you got 15 songs you're identifying. All right, so with that in mind, then we'll talk to Murfreesboro Steve. And there's room for you, too, because it is a live show on Thanksgiving. The World's Worst Hit Records, a night for you eating turkey and me playing them right here on WGN Radio.
Once I said I want a shoe, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago, you said I love you too. But I got one solution left, we're gonna start anew.
How do you do? I thought, why not, na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can, na-na-na-na, just like before. And you will say, na-na-na-na, please give me more. And you will think, na-na-na-na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? Uh-huh. I thought, why not, na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can, na-na-na-na, just like before.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, it came close, but closest it got was a tie, 15 ways for dishonorable mention in the World's Worst Hit Records. That's Mouthing McNeil. That was another where John said, Mouth. Somebody's name, Mouth? Well, his name was like Wilhelm Dien or something. It was, Dutch. And McNeil, Michelle McNeil, she adopted that name because nobody could pronounce her real one. It was just out of the question. And nonetheless, how do you do? Mouth and McNeil. Almost made the top 10, but not. All right, so there are 15 dishonorable mentions, and the contest is Name Them All. And we have a montage for you. So now that we've identified two of the harder ones, and I know there's one big stumper in there, but we'll see how you do. And as close as you can get, person who gets closest wins. And like I say, the prize isn't worth having, or the postage should get it to you, but eventually we mail you something. All right, so our dishonorable discharges, montage, probably a discharge, as voted on by you.
Thank you.
Well, there it is. All 15. Get as close as you can. And if you would like to call on that, you should do it now. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, because next hour we've got our 11-way tie with 11 near misses. All of these were voted on by you. And if it's a tie for 15 dishonorable mentions, they all got a lot of votes. So they were mentioned a lot in this last week. So what are they? All right, so we've got Murfreesboro Steve checking in on this Thanksgiving, and welcome back to WGN Radio. Steve? No, we...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now fine.
Okay. Actually, I like to listen to the board op, because I'm listening on the web.
But I
understand that some CEOs do and some don't. But anyway, one of those songs, I was at the... Goodwill and down in Georgia, and I saw it and I didn't get it. You know, it's like, oh, good grief. and that was the one that you played, dear Debbie. The other one, there's one is my very favorite. It's probably the second album I ever bought. And, of course it took up a whole side, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Well, if it took up a whole side, I usually think of Alice's Restaurant.
No. Oh, I heard that today.
I've got all over the place today. I know. That's why I'm very pleased to say nobody voted on that this year.
Okay. But anyway, me and my bike, I was probably going to have to part ways. It's pretty. I liked it. I always wanted that particular model, something like that, you know, before I kicked the bucket. But I dropped it twice this year, and... At very low speed. I had that Goldwing. It had dual anti-lock discs in the front, and I could just lay on them and not have any trouble at all with this thing. Has extended, the fork is extended. It's got a real tall, very, 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 very narrow tire, and it'll lock that tire up real quick. I dropped it on the same side twice. So when I was getting myself off the ground, I think, okay, that's it. I can take a hit.
Right, exactly. The Lord talked to me, and I'm listening. Yes.
Yeah. Well, when I got the Goldwing, Dad almost had something, and heard this big voice saying, "Get off the bike," you know. So that's when I came back from Germany, he says, "Come and get it." Well, I rode that for 30 years. So,
wow.
I started riding since I was 14. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, I had a big bike long before it was legal in Illinois. Ha ha! I don't live there anymore. Had a good Thanksgiving
good.
And just thought I would let you know that I'm still alive. And
how's your wife doing?
Today her sugar was absolutely crazy.
Oh.
It was way up, like, oh, you know, it. And she has one of those patches, those monitor things.
Sure.
Glued to her, you know.
Yeah, the Freedom thing, like, the Abbott.
Yeah, it was way up above. It only measured up like 400, and it like pegged it, you know, for a long period of time.
Now, was this after she ate?
No, it was before.
Ooh, I hate that.
Yeah, so, and so she's, of course, she's got the other things going on.
I know, and some of that affects blood pressure. Some of the drugs and stuff, blood sugar, can dramatically affect blood sugar. So, yes. Yeah, I give her a pass on that, too, but you just hate when that, when the Freedom Light thing is like 400, what? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And, of course, she was real busy today. You know, cooking, and first the larger part of the family was all together.
Good.
Today. And we were there with the grandson, and he was just having a wonderful time. So,
yeah.
But I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and
you too.
To all your listeners out there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you checked in, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah. Okay. And. Of course, no, I'll have to, what is ironic, I was taken to the shop I ordered a part, I went for several months not riding at all because, you know, make sure my sleep stuff is situated, mm-hmm. and humma humma, you know, long, make a long story short. Well, I ordered this part somewhere, and I rode out there to have it installed. Well, they were closing up shop, so on the way home, that's when I dropped it again and screwed up that same part.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't have to replace it twice, you know.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope, it's over. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we're done. Okay.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. All right, so two more hours of this. We'll be back with number 8 and maybe some answers to our 15 dishonorable mention montage, another montage coming up, and the rest of the countdown as voted on by you. And we'll talk about the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club and, of course, the Guilty Pleasures as well. We'll open those polls later on. So a fine Thanksgiving night. We'd love to hear from you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say, "Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy." Was it really so long ago?
You voted on it.
She'd come to me.
It didn't make any of the charts, but it came darn close. A 15-way tie for dishonorable mentions. And now you have the full 15. I gave you the three hard ones in the list, and Lisa's going to count them down for us. So welcome back to WGN Radio. Lisa, go for it.
Well, I'm going to try. There's still a couple of blanks.
All right.
But maybe that'll help somebody else.
No one else is going to call. I can tell already. We'll be moving on to our next montage. You're the winner, but let's see what you got.
Okay. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Right.
Now, the second one, I don't know, but I made a guess. Is it Run, Joey, Run?
No. Let me have you hear a little of the vocal, and maybe it'll help some. Wait, let me first get Mike Douglas out of the way. All right, so...
Yeah, but that sounds familiar.
It is Benny Mardones, Into the Night.
Oh, okay. Would not have known that.
All right.
Okay, so the next one, is that Honey?
Yep.
Okay, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yep.
Benny and the Jet.
Yep.
Inagata DeVita.
Yep.
Wives and Lovers.
Yep.
Okay, now we got that chirpy cheep.
Yep.
The next one, I don't know.
Yeah, I just played it as a bumper, The Man in My Little Girl's Life.
Is that one? I didn't hear the beginning of that because I was on hold and you don't hear everything. Mm. Oh, okay. Loving You.
Yep.
Then you did play How Do You Do.
Yep.
Which Way You Going, Billy.
Yep.
Disco Duck.
Yep.
When you said Funeral Dirge, you know what I wrote down? Edmund Fitzgerald. But then I when you played it, I know it's Seasons in the Sun.
Yep.
And then Pussycat.
Yep. Absolutely. What's New Pussycat? All right. Well, good enough. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't
go
away.
Can I still play the next one, too?
Absolutely. You may be the only one doing it. All right. So hang on. Don't go away.
Did everybody fall asleep or what?
Well, no. I mean, you know, and actually on Thanksgiving, for people who have family gatherings and all that, of course that trumps
that's true.
You know, that trumps the radio every time. But for people who are otherwise just sitting home alone or sitting on the job with nothing else to do, hey, I'm here to keep you company. So hang on a minute.
Okay,
don't go away. All right.
But
absolutely, you're excused if you have something better to do. And that would be, you know, anything. All right, so 888-876-5593. Roger in LaGrange is at work. Welcome back to WGN Radio. All right, so now what's going on here? I think Roger's listening to his radio. All right, yeah, Roger's listening to his radio. That does not work out well. So I'll see if maybe he's ready to pick up the phone. Hello, Roger.
Hello.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I ran to my radio and shut it off.
Thank you.
Okay. What I want to do is give a shout out to all us people that have to work on the holidays.
Yeah.
And but I don't know any songs that would like pertain to that, and so I know you must.
Well, we're going to be playing the world's worst hit records no matter what. So that's what's happening tonight.
Yeah, I
tonight.
Mean, for like, you know, tomorrow, but, you know, the airline baggage handlers started working shifts probably 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And we'll probably work a couple more, like, until Monday.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, anyways.
Well, I know what I'll do. We'll play Shipwrecks next. For people on a cruise.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, yeah, happy to keep you company. All right, so good to hear from Roger. And, I can't think of any plane. DOA is a plane disaster. But, you know, not many people voted for that this year, I'm pleased to say. In previous years, DOA has done very well in the world's worst hit records, but not this year. The show is live, by the way. It is Thanksgiving 2023. So if you're doing absolutely nothing and want some company, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And this is the poll that opened on Halloween, a night of horrors, world's worst hit records, and is closed tonight. And of course, while you're eating turkey, I'm playing them, and that's why Thanksgiving, that's what we do. We play the world's worst hit records. All right, now, with that in mind, I think it is time that we move on to shipwrecks, yes. You know, the boat sank. Why on earth did the song survive? And it's not just the record that's number 8, which you're going to hear in a moment, but 1972, The Morning After, Maureen McGovern, The Poseidon Adventure. 25 years later, we get My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion, The Titanic. At least I could spell it. Poseidon wasn't as easy. And, you know, it's what is up with this? And just when you think it's safe to come out in 1976, oh no, they give us Gordon Lightfoot. Now, the one thing about this record is every disc jockey who is honest will agree they've never heard anything other than the opening couple words and the last couple words, because it's 6 minutes and 2 seconds long, and that's, you know, when you cut out everything. And that's a perfect bathroom record. But for anybody listening, you had to suffer through Gordon Lightfoot and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
And worse yet, it was a true story, and tragic though it was, but I much would have preferred reading it as newspaper accounts than having to play it on the radio once an hour. But there it was. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is voted on number 8 in the world's worst hit records, according to you, this year. Number 9, of course, You Light Up My Life, and number 10, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. So the 15-way tie for dishonorable mention was B.J. Thomas, Raindrops, and Benny Mardones, Into the Night, and Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Elton John. I think, by the way, reindeer might be the only animal. Well, that's not necessarily true. We'll talk about animals in a moment. Elton John, Benny and the Jets, Iron Butterfly, In the Gata de Vida, Jack Jones, Wise and Lovers, Mac and Katie Kassoon, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, Mike Douglas, The Men in My Little Girl's Life, Minnie Riperton, Loving You, former number 1 on some years, but down to the dishonorable mention category. Mouth and McNeil, How Do You Do, Poppy Family, Which Way You Going, Billy, Rick Dees, Disco Duck, Terry Jack, Seasons in the Sun, and Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat. Now, that takes us to our 11 near misses. And I've got another montage, and we'll play it first. Now, it's only a minute and a half. It's 11 songs. This will be another contest. You should recognize all 11 because you voted on all of them. And literally, if there were a top 11 rather than a top 10 of the world's worst hit records, these 11 records would have tied for number 11. That's how high the votes were on this. So we'll do the montage first, then we'll talk about a few of them, shall we? All right, so wait a minute. All right, gotta get the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald off because it'll last half the show. All right, now with that in mind, here are our near misses.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
So it was the opening of all of them except the last one. It was the closing of it. And what are they? What are the 11? You should recognize all of them. But let's have a little talk about the first one. As you might know, I was questioning Ooga Shaka earlier in terms of how many records did they try before they determined that that Hooked on a Feeling was the one. And then it was pointed out to me, and I since researched it, it's absolutely true, that it was Jonathan King. He had the disturbed mind of Jonathan King in Great Britain, who originally decided that Hooked on a Feeling needed Ooga Chagas. And the deal is, I want to know, not the inspiration for Ooga Chaga, because I actually know that, and I'll share that in a moment, but what I want to know is how many other songs did he consider that would go well with Ooga Chaga? Because you know he didn't start with Hooked on a Feeling. You know, here's B.J. Thomas, come on. Listen to that, and nowhere does it kind of inspire, oh, you know, that would sound better with some Ooga Shagas. So, as I want to know, if I could ask Jonathan King anything, it would be, what other songs did you consider before you came up with this?
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
So that was Blue Swede's inspiration, Jonathan King. But what was Jonathan King's inspiration? While I don't know what caused him to choose Hooked on a Feeling, I do know what caused him to come up with Ooga Chaga, Ooga Shaga. And believe it or not, it was good old USA, of course. For a minute, I thought, what is it going to be? Please, Mr. Custer? No, it's worse. All right. What he had in mind was something that would work with Running Bear. You remember Johnny Preston.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid, little white dove.
All right, now you can kind of get the Ooga Chagas or Running Bear's version of them because of the song, you know, it's a Running Bear and there's a little girl on the other side. It's, you know, it fits the material. what on earth makes you think, oh, Hooked on a Feeling would do a lot better with some Ooka Shakas? Yeah. If I ever have a chance to talk to Jonathan King, who is out of prison doing well, from what I understand, that's the first thing I would ask him. But so that's the first song, the Blue Suede version, in our montage. But what are the other 10? Karen in Chicago wants to take a guess at all of them. Good. I can't wait. So, all right, Karen, what do you think?
A few of them, but anyhow, here we go. Hooked on a Feeling.
Yep.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Whatever Bikini.
Yep.
Muskrat Love.
Yep.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep.
Sweet Caroline. MacArthur Park. Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Surfing Bird. And there were a couple I didn't know what.
Yeah,
they
there
were.
Was one before Sweet Caroline, and that there were two after Sweet Caroline.
No, there were a couple I did not recognize.
Well, the one before Sweet Caroline was also a Neil Diamond record. And I will tell you that if we could have had songs by as a category, hands down, Neil Diamond would have won this year.
Oh.
Yeah, the Beatles would have come in second, by the way. But
I'm trying to think. I'll be playing it again.
So
I was writing in Braille so fast.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do it.
Right, but now you know what you don't have to write. You can just fill in the blanks. It's just three songs, and we'll be playing it again.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't think you'd play it again, so I went as fast as I could go.
No.
Okay.
I will play it again.
I appreciate
All right.
that. Thank you so
right.
much for letting me try.
Absolutely. Try again when you hear the other three.
I will.
All right,
Thank
good
you.
Deal. Yeah, and so our hint is one of them is another Neil Diamond record, as voted on by you. They were tied for number 11, along with all of these, actually. 11 tied for 11. So we'll see what you think. We will play the montage one more time. It's a minute and a half long. And we'll get to, we're counting down the world's worst hit records, as voted on by you, 2023. Number 10, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Number 9, You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone. Number 8, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is number 8 now. We'll get to number 7 soon. It's a cutesy attack. Cutesy is not contagious. It's downright cancerous. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing.
WGN Radio. I'm Holly James. That would be in the pack for 11-way tie for number 11. That's for sure. I don't know what Lieber and Stoller were thinking about when they wrote it, or what Peggy Lee was. Peggy Lee was probably thinking hit, and it was a hit. It's also a self-suicide record. If you listen to it enough, you'll be despondent. You know, if you get over Terry Jackson's Seasons in the Sun and the Poppy Family and all that, which we had in our 15 dishonorable mentions, then maybe Peggy Lee would do you in. All right, so there are 10 others in that category, and Karen has made mincemeat over many of them, but we are missing another Neil Diamond record. And what else? I think that's actually there was one other, wasn't there? I don't know. That may be, yes, there is another one that I'm very surprised you didn't get, because it's normally quite the vote getter. But speaking of votes, it is time to move on to number 7, and we're going to do that right after the news on WGN Radio.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and a shimmy.
WGN Radio. And I realize that this record is a perennial. In fact, usually it is in the top 10. You hate it. There's no doubt about it. Now, of course, again, it's the world's worst hit record, so just as many people who hate it loved it. But you have to put the Captain and Toenail, as I like to call them, in perspective. First, the song originally was by a fella named Willis Allen Ramsey. And when you hear his version, suddenly Toenail sounds much better. Yeah, along with Captain. And originally it sounded exactly like this.
Muskrat, muskrat, candy light, doing the town in and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam.
No, I don't know about you. But the first time I heard that, I did not think, oh, I can't wait to see who redoes this. it never crossed my mind. And of course, I was immediately within, you know, years, a few of them, rewarded. Because long before the Captain Toenail, America decided to, you know, as in Horse with No Name, did well on the charts, but not well enough to be in the top anything but this year. But America decided to redo it. And apparently, they were channeling their inner Willis Allen Ramsey.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat.
It charted, but not very well. And like I say, they were definitely channeling their inner Willis Allen Ramsey. So when the Captain Toenail came off with it, I thought, you know, not all that bad. Put it in perspective like everything else. But the Piece de Resistance, of course, my favorite version, beyond a doubt, was Hamster Love. Depicting two rodents, Susie and Sam, having a romantic liaison. So why not a version where you eat them? So when Ramsey recorded it in 1972 on his Willis Allen Ramsey album, it was originally called Muskrat Candlelight. And then a year later, when America did it, it became Muskrat Love. And I don't know how it got to number 67 nationally, but somehow it did. And then I also don't know what 3 years later inspired anybody to say, oh, I think I'll cover it. But the Cabin and Toenail did. And they got up to number 4 on the charts. And of course, Big Daddy and Hamster Love didn't get anywhere. But lots of play on Dr. Demento, I'll tell you what. And it's interesting that to this day it is a totally polarizing song, the Captain and Tennille version, in that people either love it or they hate it, and not too many people are right down the middle. And I'm not exactly sure where I would stand on that had it not been for, of course, Hamster Love. Yeah. Then I was all the way in. That's right. Marshall in New Orleans, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello. Good to talk to you, Raleigh, and yes. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
You too.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you that I think I went from Chicago into New Orleans because it was 60 degrees today, and I was saying it's really cold.
Yeah, absolutely right. But whatever you do, don't make fun of Chicago in the dead of winter when it's below zero, because they will get you back in August. When it is 100 degrees with 100% humidity, they will get you back.
And then I'm at my house here just kind of sitting around listening to the radio, and there's a ring of the doorbell, and I look out and I see two people wearing shorts. And I said, oh, they're from out of town. They're probably even from Chicago. And they are. They're from Norwich. My two cousins surprised me.
That's great. And, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And so they said, here's an early Christmas gift. And they give me this book. And it's entitled, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, What Am I Doing Here by Raleigh King.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Well, hopefully they didn't pay much for it. But there
I
you go.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
they
hope.
Said that they heard me on the radio. And they said, is that, what's his name? That, yeah, that's him. And so they said they found it at a used bookstore in Chicago.
Good. Oh, good. Good. So it was probably just a couple of bucks. Good. Excellent.
And it's signed by you, too, which is the best part.
Yes, they all are. Every one of those that went out, I signed.
Wow, that's cool. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, I want to know what you think.
I bet it's good. And for Thanksgiving dinner, we went to a restaurant, and we had Cajun rabbit.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it was delicious. My grandma was from Norwich or Harwood Heights, and she had rabbits in her backyard, and you could raise them, you know, back in the 40s.
Yes.
And she would butcher them, and we had them on Thanksgiving. I said, this is so good. So my cousins reminded me of that and said, you know, is there any more with rabbit in town? I don't know. So we called a few restaurants, and they said they said they could make it up for us. And so I just hoped it was rabbit.
It probably was, because, you know, there are a lot of recipes like for Creole rabbit or for Justin Wilson's rabbit sauce piquant or rabbit gumbo. So I would think so. I would. And, you know, normally in Cajun country stew, the main ingredient is rabbit. They don't necessarily tell you that, but it is.
Yeah, it was so good. And the production that you did with the montage is excellent. As a former production director in radio, I have to say, you did a nice job.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I did that in the last half hour before the show started. I thought, I'll just get them together. And there they went. So did you recognize all 11?
Only, I think, maybe 9 or 10.
All right. Well, that's pretty good.
But, you know, when I was working at a radio station back in the early 80s in Madison, Wisconsin, Z104, there was a program director there, Jonathan Little, and an excellent broadcaster, one of the very best ever. And he's the person who broke the song nationwide of Muskrat Love.
Oh, my God, and he's willing to talk about it?
and he got a gold record from the record company, and it was really his kind of, you know, claim to fame that I'm the guy who broke Muskrat Love. And I remember saying something like, you know, gosh, I had to say, you know, no, it really wasn't that bad of a song after saying that. But I don't know exactly how he did it, but he said something like he heard the song and he just knew it would be a big hit, and he started playing it. And you know how they report the song to the record companies, Radio and Records years ago?
And Gavin and everybody else, of course.
Yeah. And so that was his big claim to fame. He eventually became inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and he really deserved it because he was really honest and, you know, just truthful and good, something that sometimes in radio can be kind of hard to find.
Oh, to say the least. But that's during, I only know his name because he was one of the Gavin Program Directors of the Year. And I think after I left Billboard, he was Operations Manager of the Year. I didn't give him the title, but he was, and whoever took my job after me. So, yeah, I know who he is. I just didn't know him. But, sure, there's all sorts of cases where somebody will hear a record and for whatever reason think, you know, that's going to click. And good for him. And they usually do hand out the gold records. It would have been from A&M. And that's great.
Yeah, it was really pretty cool. When I was a production director, I kind of got into it by default because nobody else wanted to do all this hard work without much, you know, kind of respect. And so the person that taught me, who eventually got fired, but became production director at WLS, his name was Mark Thompson, and we were working together in Milwaukee. And he left to go to WLS, and I got his job. And years down the road, I was saying, hey, you got any great WLS stories when you're a production director? And he said, yeah, my first day, I go into the studio, and I introduce myself to Larry Lujack. And Larry said, hey, did you talk to Sally, the secretary up in front, yet? And he said, no. Why? He said, you got to pay $25 to park your car down, you know, in the area, because he said, if you don't, they're going to tow it. So he said, give me the 25 and I'll give it to her. So
I don't know.
You know the story.
Well, that was...
So I said, that's a good price for a Lou Jack story, $25. Yeah,
that... That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, well, good. Absolutely good. So what years were you production director?
It was from 1982 to about 1989.
Okay, so you worked with Blades. You weren't doing everything computerized.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
God, wasn't that terrible? And the crayon, that wax pencil?
Well, no, I mean, that's the way I love to edit. In fact, years ago in Indianapolis, one of the jocks gave me a gold razor blade because I was so good with razor editing, and I had absolutely no idea it was a cocaine symbol. But I wore it for years. So, yeah, I still miss blading. I actually was good at it.
Yeah, you know, I got really good at it, and when you were talking about some reel-to-reel players, my eyes lit up. I said, oh, I love reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, but I just, when the digital stuff came in, it was kind of like, yeah, I miss albums and records, but remember how hard it was when you moved? You had all those mail cartons with records, and when CDs came in, I was so happy.
Well, I kept the records. I have over 100,000 singles and probably over 50,000 albums.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I've got them. And I say unfortunately because I just moved them from one place across town to another place across town, and it was $700. So,
wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So I keep my vinyl.
I always love talking to you. I love listening to your show. I love your listeners.
Thank you.
And you're the best. You're the highlight of my Thanksgiving this year. I'm glad I can listen to you and everyone calling in who seems so cool. You have such a great authenticity to your show, and I love WGN, and so thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, but I want to be number two to your family who came all the way down to see you. Go enjoy them.
Well, whatever their names are, since they said, what's the guy's name, a cousin of ours? Yeah, it was really nice. And I said, well, what if you came down here and I wasn't here? And they said, it might even have been better if you weren't here.
Oh, so there's a warm and loving family. All right, talk to you soon, Marshall.
Yeah,
thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate it. That's hilarious. 888-876-5. Would have been better if you weren't home. 888-876-5593. We'll play the montage one more time, and then if you want to take a final stab at it, great. Otherwise, Karen's the winner, I guess. And then we will get down to number 7 before the hour's over, I promise, here on WGN Radio.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Key. I
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, yeah, number 777, there it is. Melanie in Brand New Key is voted on by you. Yes, I consider that the cutesy is not contagious category. Yeah, child stars fit very well in this. So things like Patience and Prudence, Going to Get Along Without You Now, and Eddie Hodges, and everybody who was ever on TV, from Annette to Shelley Fabre and Patty Duke, they're all in there. The problem is that Melanie was an adult. Yeah, I don't know what possessed her. She's singing it to this day. Number 7, Brand New Key. So 7, Brand New Key. 8, The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald. 9, You Light Up My Life. And 10, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. And that's the top 10 so far. We're counting them down. We'll get to number 6. But right now we are getting to Stacy in Algonquin. Happy Thanksgiving, Stacy.
Raleigh?
Yes.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. How was yours?
Okay. Yep, I got my shingles shot and my COVID shot.
Oh God! All right. And I was just taking a sip of Coca-Cola when you said that. I thought you were going to say something nice. I got my shingles shot. Oh God!
Oh no, right. No, it was okay. You know, I was by myself, but from I think senior services, they always bring me a nice lady brought me a whole dinner thing.
Uh-huh.
And then my friend Chris and his little boy and his little girl came to visit.
Good.
And the weather's been really nice. It was very sunny.
That's excellent. Now, I know some snow will be on the way before you know it, but have you moved yet?
No, that's supposedly the 29th.
Ah, right after Christmas. So you'll be there for the new year.
Oh, no, the 29th of November.
Of November. Excellent. So that's next week.
Yeah. I've got to tell Ken, I'm sorry. I send blessings because of his mother.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing like when Ronaldo was in the hospital. You think they're coming back.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens. And it's so blessings to Ken from Stacy.
Yes.
But no, it was nice.
Good.
It's just like when I started eating it, it's not really the same, Raleigh. It didn't really taste all that good.
Really? Well,
I don't know what they're putting in.
I guess.
But I really didn't like the turkey and stuff.
Huh. Well, you know, I think it also depends on whether somebody's cooking the whole turkey or if it's like turkey breast or something like that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't want no turkey breast. I want something that actually had wings and said gobble. And it just tastes different. And that's what I always go for.
It does.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Even I put it in the microwave.
No, it doesn't matter. It won't work. No, you have to have the intact bird. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is.
I know. Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
And then there was these little green. What are these little green things?
I don't know.
Like on the side.
I didn't get any green things.
I don't know what I don't know if it's part of a.
Was it in the stuffing?
Vegetable. I didn't even eat it.
Uh huh. Yeah. No.
But it's like they just throw everything in all together.
Was the stuffing good?
Oh,
John said it was capers. John said they might have made it with capers.
Oh. I ordered Italian the night before.
Oh, then that
and I had leftover.
Yeah. Well, that would be capers.
So I'm glad I saved some of my Italian.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nothing's the same, Raleigh. It just...
Well, that's life.
I don't know what they're doing, but...
Well, I don't either. Now, they haven't done it with turkey yet, but on chicken, they're allowing companies to use chicken that never actually was a chicken. Only 2 countries in the world have approved it, and the United States is one of them, that they can have artificial chicken.
Oh.
But no, not turkey. So I assume it was just some type of turkey breast or compressed thing or something like that.
But I'm still, we're getting all packed up and I'm still kind of nervous.
Oh, sure. But this is going to be great and this will be an exciting week.
Yes. So it's definitely, I guess, the 29th of November.
All right. Well, that is next Wednesday.
And move.
Good. Next Wednesday. I want to hear all about it.
I wish I knew some of your songs.
Oh, well, maybe it's
I do, but I should have written them down.
Maybe it's to your credit you don't. Hopefully you won't like the next six, because after all, they are the world's worst hit records. All right.
Oh, I think that's about it. I told you about my shots and Thanksgiving and good weather.
Yeah.
All right. But I had to say happy Thanksgiving again to my Raleigh.
Yeah, well, thank you. And yeah, you too. I'm glad it was a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too.
Take care, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Now we have another hour, and we have another six, count of six songs. So we'll open the hour with number six, and I will say it seems like it goes on forever, or maybe it does. All right, that'll be your hint on that. And then I'll also explain the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club for people who are not aware, since the grand opening is today. And then Guilty Pleasures, which will start, actually technically start next hour, but I think I want to get all the worst records in first. But the deal of Guilty Pleasures, it's those records that you're embarrassed to publicly admit that you love. And you can vote on them throughout the holidays, and then on, well, before Christmas anyway, because on Christmas night, we'll play back your Guilty Pleasures. And I think we'll also talk to Steve Bryant, because we do that every year. It's a sort of tradition, and that's a lot of fun. And I believe that's Christmas night. So I know we'll be on, at least that's what I think. I'm planning on it, and hopefully you are too. So another hour of this right here on WGN Radio.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
WGN Radio. It must be the world's worst hit records if we're coming back with that. It actually only got one vote this year, which is pretty good, but it just shows you how bad a song can be. John Denver, Please Daddy. Bill and Taffy Danoff wrote that, actually, which is somewhat frightening. And yeah, they were the Starland Vocal Band. We didn't get many votes for Afternoon Delight this year either, though we did get a vote for General Hospitale by the Afternoon Delights. No relationship whatsoever. All right, now, with all that in mind, we're counting down the top 10, and I realize this is the final hour, and I want to make sure we get all six that are left here. And to, again, review number 10, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Like I say, you thought that was bad. You hadn't heard Please Daddy. All right, number 9, You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone. Although it wouldn't be any better by Leanne Rimes. Number 8, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. 7, Brand New Key, which takes us to number 6. And as I mentioned, there are some records that just seem like they go on forever. And then in some cases, there are records that do go on forever, squarely in the funeral dirge category, voted on as number 6 by you.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
No, you can't make the song better. And of course, Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald would have fit nicely in that funeral dirge song category, although we had him for Shipwrecks. But MacArthur Park, which was a near miss this year, would fit nicely. But that was number 6. And I mentioned before that if you added all the Neil Diamond entries together, he would have been number 1. Well, the Beatles would have been number 2, because you didn't like Yellow Submarine, and you didn't like Yesterday, which has been in the top 10 in the past. So a number of others as well. So there you have it. Which brings us to number 5. And I mentioned several times that sometimes I'll see the title of a record and I'll remember another record with the same title and I'll think, oh my God, someone redid that? And a case in point would be Toby Bowe when it just said Angel Baby on the cart where I was working. Of course, his record was My Angel Baby. But all I saw was Angel Baby and I said, oh, it's a remake of Rosie, which of course it wasn't. Well, there's another case with number 5, and this is a category all to itself in some ways, and there was just a troubling amount of records that will fit it. But first, what I will say is, when I saw the title of this, I thought, oh no, No, it can't be. Run, Joey, run. Because you may not remember, but Quick Joey Small, in parentheses, Run, Joey, Run, by the Kazanets Cat Singing Orchestra, was out. You didn't vote on it, but you did get a lot of bubblegum.
Joey Small went over the wall with a ball and a chain behind him. Quick Joey Small went over the wall, said the dog tried out to find him. In a striped prison suit with no food to boot, headed for the highway with his chain still dragging. Come down a wagon, said, oh, man, where you going by? We hear me sing now.
Run, Joey, Joey, run, run. My arms all on your trail.
Jump up, jump up.
Run, Joey, Joey, run. I'll be gonna send you back to jail.
So, as I say, Run, Joey, Run, I thought, oh no, nobody's remade that. Well, no, we didn't. It was worse in its own way, and certainly you remember, and there were, as I say, so many things that would have fit this category, but maybe David Geddes, well, all the way around, David Geddes would be the king of this category, but Run, Joey, Run, his version.
Every night, the same old dream. I hate to close my eyes. I can't erase the memory, the sound of Julie's cries. She called me up late that night. She said, Joe, don't come over. My dad and I just had a fight, and he stormed out the door. I've never seen him act this way. My God, he's going crazy. He says he's gonna make you pay for what we've done. He's got a gun, so run, Joey, run, Joey, run.
Yeah, and you know Paul Vance is in the mix somewhere. This is his daughter.
He means so much to me.
Yeah, so Paul wrote it and, got his daughter Paula to do the voicing of that. And, of course, that at number five, a long tradition in World's Worst Hit Records, although this year we only got, I believe, one vote for Patches, which is in that same category, Dickie Lee. Yes, down by the river that flows by the coal yard. Yeah, all right. But I don't know if what else we'd put in that category, but probably best to just put that category to rest. We're going to get to number four here in a moment. But before we do, I want to go back to our other montage, and this will be there's only 11 records in this, right? Yeah, only 11. And if you can identify them all, these 11 would be tied for number 11 on this year's list of the world's worst hit records. So that means you voted for them often, absolutely often. So maybe you can identify them all. Here we go.
Ooga 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 shaka ooga 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 shaka ooga 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 shaka ooga ooga.
Thank you.
right, so if you can do it, 888-876-5593. Karen did well, but you missed three of them, and I bet you can pick those up. If not, well, so be it. Now, let's talk about Surfing Bird a moment. And, the trash man. In fact, Gordon sent me, and he used to work as a jock in Fargo, so he was up close and personal when Surfing Bird came out. And, what a mess it was. Here was the deal. You remember the Rivingtons? Oh, yeah. Papa Ooh Mow Mow. The Rivingtons, let it be a hit and we'll find a way to sue. And, of course, they did that for a number of things, such as Elvira, where they wound up getting the royalties for that. But what ultimately happened was Surfin' Bird became a hit. So, of course, the Rivingtons sue them. Now, let's review the Rivingtons. Two songs in particular. One, of course, Papa Ooh Mow Mow, which is what got Dallas Frazier, who wrote Elvira, when they sued him.
Funniest sound I ever heard.
So we've established that. Now, the follow-up was even worse, or better, depending on how you look at these things.
Oh, well, now everybody's heard about the bird. You know, the bird, 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 the bird.
All right, so there were those two. Now, the Trashmen, who were from Minneapolis and known as a surf group, I think they traveled to California and had a vacation or something, but that's about as close as they got. In any event, claimed that they never heard the Rivingtons. Conceivable for a lot of reasons, but they said they heard covers of it, and that influenced them to come up with it, what they said was their own composition. I'll let you determine it.
About the bird, 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 bird's a winner. Well, a bird, 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 bird is a winner. Well, a bird, 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 well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, 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 the bird's a winner. Well, a bird, 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 well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, the bird's a winner. Well, a bird, 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 the bird's a winner. Well, a bird, 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 well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, the bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
And there it was. It was on a little independent label, and then the deal was it wound up on Soma, which, as I mentioned before, was a house label for the Heilecker brothers, who were the big distributors in the Midwest, and Soma is Amos spelled backwards, and that got them the distribution. But there was something in Gordon's story that I didn't know, and I thought it was just hilarious. And apparently, they were invited to go to American Bandstand. Well, this is a hit. And this is 1964. And the deal is that the band couldn't afford to all go. And the management said, no, you can't go. So they sent one of them. They sent their lead singer and drummer, Steve Horver. So he performed Surfin' Bird on American Bandstand as a solo act. And it was funny because Dick Clark introduced him as one of the most strange and unusual songs of 1963. And and here is Warner doing this chicken-like dance, lip-syncing to The Bird Is Over, to Surfin' Bird. And so afterwards, Clark said, Now, what is it about those strange sounds that you've created? And Warner, to his credit, didn't lose consciousness at all. He just said, probably I was watching too many Tarzan movies. And he made it a point to mention that the band wrote the song themselves. Well, the deal is that the Rivington sued. And successfully, here again, just like with Elvira later. And ultimately, what happened was the Trashmen were entitled to their performance royalties, because you can't take that away, but they lost their writing and publishing royalties. And so publishing is the name of the game. So each time it showed up in movies or TV shows or whatever, the Trashmen were trashed. So that's the story of a surfing bird. And thanks to Gordon for that Dick Clark sidebar, because I had absolutely no idea. That's hilarious. All right, so our montage. We have two takers for the montage. Jerry and Rochester, going guests first. All right, Jerry, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's it with you?
All right, I'm glad you called. Thanks for joining me. Now, give me all 11 in order.
Okay, well, here's what I got. Hooked on a Feeling.
Yep.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Yep.
Muskrat Love.
Yep.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep.
I Am I Said.
Yes.
And Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Yes.
Is That All There Is?
Yes.
MacArthur Park.
Yes.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yes.
And Surfing Bird.
And we have a winner. Absolutely. You got all 11. That's terrific.
Hey, I love your Surfing Bird story there, too. I used to drive my parents nuts. I'd turn up the volume on that, and I'd turn up the volume on Blue Moon, and I'd drive my father nuts playing those songs.
That's great. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. The prize won't be worth it, but eventually you'll get something. Don't go away, Jerry, and thank you for calling.
Okay,
all right, so yes, Jerry is an absolute winner. Now let's find out, because Karen had called first and she got all but three. So we're going to find out. Honesty, Karen, could you have gotten the other ones?
I only got one more, and that was I Am I Said.
Ah, all right. Well, close enough. It's honorable mention as far as I'm concerned, and thank you for playing.
Well, thank you for that. Was fun.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, so we're counting them down, and we're about to get to number four. Oh, there's a story there, too. Aren't there always? All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Baby, the raindrops play for me.
Hollow me, Rhapsody.
Cause on our first date, we were making out in the rain. And in this car, our love went much too far.
It was exciting as thunder. Tonight I wonder where you are.
That's all it took. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is number four, Lou Christie, Rhapsody in the Rain. But the easiest way to a hit, just have people think the lyrics are dirty. Now, there's two ways to do that. One is, of course, to have them so nonsensical that no one have a clue what they're saying, a la the Kingsmen and Louie Louie. They were trying to do the Richard Berry record the way Richard Berry did, who wrote it, but oh no, they couldn't. And for years, people were convinced, it even had an FBI investigation, that Louie Louie had a lot of four-letter words. And it did, of course. It had words like ship and boat and things of that nature. Yes, it didn't have any of the four-letter words that would be on George Carlin's list. But nobody knew, and so it was big. Well, of course, Byla by the Versatones, a big Philadelphia record. No one knows the words to Byla. Part of them are in Spanish, but I have no idea. But there again, everybody wonders, and on it is. Well, in Rhapsody in the Rain, everybody knew what the lyrics were, but oh my God, it said, making love in the car. Oh, we can't have that. And so it was that they released another version of Rhapsody in the Rain with a clean verse. Now, there's one problem with this that we'll get to, but here was the clean verse.
Because on our first date, we fell in love in the rain.
All right, so they didn't go much too far, and they weren't making love. They were just falling in love with shooting stars or whatever. Fine. The only problem is, and they cleaned it up, and the MGM released it as here's the PG version of this record. It'll be fine for any family member. They didn't clean up the rest of the song. So you get to the second verse.
Remember, making love in the storm.
Yeah, well, they were back to that again, but nobody seemed to notice that because the first verse was changed. Or, oh, well, we feel better about that now. Apparently, you feel bad about it no matter what you think because it was number 444 in your votes of the world's worst hit records. We're down to the top three. We're going to talk to Tom in North Aurora. There's room for you, too, as we continue in the final half hour of the world's worst hit records 2023 on WGN Radio. Number three.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is. You voted it as number three. People love it. They hate it. But, you know, it has an interesting history in that it was like the biggest record ever in Australia. It was the first single ever to achieve triple platinum status in Australia. It was also the best-selling single in Australia in 1992. And, of course, due to the line dance, it's popular in clubs throughout America, giving new meaning to the country club dance, to say the least. In any event, he followed it with other hits on a couple of labels and some TV exposure, including a show, and then shifted to Christian music and also is involved with Disney and has had plenty of success as far as that goes. And of course, probably most familiar because of his spawn, Miley, who is the child of Tish. That was Letitia Finley, was Billy Ray's wife from I'd say 93 to fairly recently. And I think that the history of that was he was still with Cindy Smith at the time. Well, they had divorced by then. Who knows? But anyway, that's Miley is Tish's daughter, and they just got divorced. And Tish got remarried, and Miley and Billy Ray got remarried. And in the meantime, as far as chart success, like I say, quite a bit of it. A number of studio albums from 92 up to 2019, and of course, plenty of experience on camera and all that. But all of that said, when it comes right down to it, achy, breaky heart. Yeah, that's what he's known for. And of course, it was number three on your poll of the world's worst hit records 2023. Got two more to count down. And we've got Tom in North Aurora. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Raleigh. I have, first of all, I can't stand it. I hate that song.
Yeah. Breaking Perfect. That's why it's number three. You see, apparently
I don't.
You're not alone.
I want to tell you real quickly, because I know you're short on time. My wife, I took care of my wife. She died 3 years ago almost.
Oh.
Had four brain tumors and two strokes.
Oh.
That was her caregiver for a long time.
Oh, that's
anyway,
tough.
Now we get to the funny stuff.
Okay.
Surfing Birds.
Yes.
My daughter, about 15 years ago, my daughter's an accountant.
Okay.
She worked for an accounting firm, and her boss saw this movie, and she called me up, and she said, "Do you have a song called Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen?" And I said, "Oh, my God, yes."
You're right.
And she said, "Well, our network is very secure, but can you send it to us?" And she said, "But it won't accept MP3 files." So I said, okay, I can do this. So I renamed the file extension as a JPG file.
Right, sent it and had
and
her.
And I told her,
yeah.
I said, now when you get this,
right.
Rename it back to MP3 file extension. Because I was an IT guy for my, I'm a visually impaired person for my company. totally blind. And so I sent this to her, and she sent it to her boss, and he played that song nonstop for 3 days, and they could not figure out how I got it through their network.
Oh, that's funny.
It's hilarious. Absolutely. I mean, just played it. He saw it in a movie, and he just loved that song. And everybody kept calling me, how did you get it through the network? We can't figure out how you got it. I wouldn't tell him.
No, of course not.
No.
No, so. Absolutely. And you know that, as you know, being an IT guy, that's a loophole that they could have closed. But
they could have.
Yes, they could have. But
yes, very easily.
Right. Far too many don't.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But I thought you'd get kicked out of that story.
Oh, I love it. Because, I absolutely
and
love
we still tell that story. Like I said, it was like 14, 15 years ago or so. So, yeah.
Her boss must have been somewhat younger, because otherwise he would have heard that ad nauseum when it was a hit and me saying,
I know,
never again. All right, I'm going to look up, by the way, that Dick Clark performance. This I got to see, because I understand it's on YouTube. I can't believe the guy is having to do this alone on Bandstand.
Oh, my God. And by the way, you know, it's funny. A lot of the songs that you played that people vote on, yeah, I like.
Well, of course. Remember, that's the rules of the contest, sir. It's the world's worst hit record. And so,
yeah, I know.
Everything,
and I've heard a lot of them. I mean, right. I got 12 terabytes of music on my computer.
And
so
everybody, right, every one of these records, just by their pedigree, a lot of people bought them.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, many of them are love hates, you know, like the Billy Ray Cyrus. You either hate it or you love it. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a boarding school down by Springfield, Illinois.
Okay.
So I had different roommates.
Right.
School for the Blind down there. And I'm telling you, you either liked it or you hated it, because everybody played the same damn thing.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, number two is coming up next. And I'm very surprised, because it is the first time in over 40 years that it's made the top 10. And what I find most interesting about this is I didn't realize that many people were even aware of this piece of trash. But
okay.
You'll hear it next.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Have a good night.
Yeah, I find this somewhat inexplicable. I don't know what, I mean, I know part of the things with the World War's hit record is when somebody nominates a song and you hear their nomination and you say, oh man, I hate that one too, you'll call in and second it, which is what you're supposed to do, because it's a cumulative title, and that the thing wouldn't work if you didn't do that. But what I find is that if the song hadn't been nominated by someone, most of the people who seconded it might not have ever thought of it. You know, it was out of their mind for a while, but then someone mentioned it and it's like, oh God, it's back. And I just can't, you know, I mean, I knew this record, well, Pacific Northwest, it was pretty big, but at other places as well. But the deal is, I never would have expected that many people, you know, maybe we're from Pittsburgh or Cleveland, because it was a big hit in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Probably bigger there than anywhere else. But enough of you remembered it to make this number two. 1971, On Laurie, Think.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting you to get a haircut by Friday.
Forget it, Dad. That things won't change anything.
Easier. Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little
easier. He knows I'm not feeling well, and yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Mom, what do you want from me?
Don't argue with your mother. Just shut up and listen.
I said no, can't go.
But why?
I don't want you in that neighborhood.
Why? What's wrong with that neighborhood?
I don't like the kind of people living there.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, they were a New York studio group. You kind of hear it in their accents. And the forces of nature behind it were two guys. Bobby Susser was one of them. And he went on to do a lot of kiddie records as far as that goes. In addition, he worked with Trini Lopez and Robert John, but he did a lot of children's songs. So, yes, Once You Understand, and it was re-released in 1974. You know, it was bad enough that it gets to number 23 in the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1972, and then they have to, in fact, bring it back, yes, in early 1974, and it got to number 53. Some people said, well, it's glorifying drugs. Or, well, not hardly. But anyway, you voted it for number two. And the end of it, of course, is where the cop comes in and explains that the kid dies and the father falls apart. Why? And then, as I mentioned, there was a guy who was on the air in Olympia for years who would then cut that part out and claim the death was due to something like Ivar's fish or whatever, but no, drugs. So anyway, that's you had to hear it. That's the deal. Number two, I'm absolutely stunned that enough of you remembered it to vote for it. But number two, number one, and by the way, number Think and the number one song were neck and neck for quite a while. And last night, for sure, number one just broke away and was the absolute winner. And I know you can't wait to hear it, and you probably know exactly what's coming up. And it's actually in a whole genre, and we'll get to that next here on WGN Radio. Number one. Painfully.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing?
WGN Radio. I'm Robert James. Yes, number one, that's Paul Anka and the Unlikely Odia Coates. I know it sounds more like a dry cleaner, but this actually was an unknown session singer who happened to be in the studio that day, and the folks at the label said, you know, it'd be interesting if that were a duet. So that was it. United Artists suggested it, and that was the deal. It came out in June of 1974, and immediately it repulsed some people. The National Organization for Women gave Paul Anka the Keep Her in Her Place Award in its annual put-down of male chauvinism on Women's Equality Day. And so Anka became known as the Male Chauvinist Pig of the Year. Now, what is interesting to me is they missed a whole lot of songs. They were focused on him, but they needed to look right at women. I mean, you may think that that puts women in a subservient light. Oh, come on. It can't hold a candle to 1966 and Vicky Carr.
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray.
Here it comes.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, as I say, I don't think Paul Anka can hold a candle to that. And that was 1966, and it was a hit, Vicky Carr. Now, interestingly, it was originally a French song, a title, of course, I can't pronounce because I don't speak a word of French. But that said, what we don't know is whether the English lyrics have anything to do with the French song. Mac David wrote the English lyrics for that, and Vicky Carr recorded it, and it was number three in the U.S., number two in the U.K., and, of course, good old Australia, number one. Right. So I don't know why everyone is focused on Having My Baby, other than it's just a really smarmy, awful song. But if you're talking about awards for subservient females, no, I'm sorry. Vicky Carr takes the cake with that. And I'm sure there's many others, but not meaning to denigrate your choices. You probably just didn't know that record. And that's fine. It's probably better if you didn't. So we should go over again the top 10. 10, 10, 10. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey from 1994. Number 9, You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone from 1977. Number 8, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot, 1976. Brand New Key by Melanie is I don't remember the year. Hey Jude is number 6. Run Joey Run is number 5. Rhapsody in the Rain is number 4. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, number 3. Once You Understand by Think is number 2. And Having My Baby, Paul Anka, number 1. 1974. And I will have all this on Raleigh.net. Also, while I'm at it, I'll again go over the near misses and congratulations to those who won the compilations there. Blue Swede, Hooked on a Feeling, Brian Hyland, Itsy Bitsy Teeny, etc. Captain and Toenail, Muskrat Love, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, Neil Diamond, I Am, I Said, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, Ohio Express, Yummy, 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 Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is, Richard Harris, MacArthur Park, Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, The Trashman, Surfing Bird. And we had the 15 dishonorable mentions, because these were ties. The 11-way tie would have been for number 11, and then after that we had a 15-way tie. After that, B.J. Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Benny Mardones, Into the Night, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Elton John, Benny and the Jets, Iron Butterfly and the God of the Vita, Jack Jones, Wives and Lovers, Mac and Katie Kassoon, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, Mike Douglas, The Men in My Little Girl's Life, Minnie Riperton, Loving You, Mouth and McNeil, How Do You Do, Poppy Family, Which Way You Go, and Billy Richter's Disco Duck, Terry Jack's Seasons in the Sun. Man, if that didn't account for Prozac sales, nothing ever has. Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat? So that's the deal. Mark in Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight, Mark?
Oh, it's fine. I went to Thanksgiving dinner in my building, and that meant that I got to see the office staff in a context outside the office.
Good.
But I'm wondering who did that song, Make Him Your Reason for Living, Give All the Love You Can, Give Him All the Love You Can. And it's about just understanding your man no matter what he does. Do you remember who did that
song?
Are
you talking about Wives and Lovers?
No.
You're sure?
It was in the mid to late 60s.
You're sure it wasn't Wives and Lovers? But Make Him Your Reason for Living. Give me more lyrics, because I know this song. I just
give all the love you can give him, all the love you can. There'll be times he'll behave in ways you don't understand.
Watch his
move.
For the love of him. That's what
and who
it was
did that?
For. Well, everybody, including Shirley Bassey. But I'm trying to find out who this.
Oh.
But for the love of him, this is another horrible song, and nobody voted for it.
Oh, I'll vote for it next year.
Well, yes,
that is one of the biggest embarrassments in top 40 history.
Well, keep it in mind. And Bobby Martin. Yeah. Bobby Martin was the hit in America. Bobby Martin.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Another male chauvinist pig song.
Yeah. When he opens the door, says I'm home.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's Bobby Martin. Okay, consider it on next year's list already. Thanks. Good choice. Good choice. I should have thought of it myself. I like it. Thanks.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, I spent it with you guys. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, we had a fine time. All right. And Aaron says, I got another bad song. All right, Aaron. What is it?
Well, I happen to like the song, but I also like Paul Anka. I mean, it was only 4 years old in 1974, but I actually love Having My Baby. It's in one of my playlists, I'm just saying. But the one song that I think a lot of people don't like that might make the list is Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Yes, and I mentioned that. That was in the, it didn't make the top 10 this year, but it absolutely was a straggler. And in fact, it made part of the dishonorable mentions. Yes, yes, very big. But the fact that you mentioned you like Having My Baby, that'll be perfect. You can do it for one of your guilty pleasures. And we open those polls. I'll tell you more about it. All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
So we all have a couple minutes right now, but let me try to explain. There are records that you love. Maybe you're embarrassed to admit you love them, but there are those songs. For me, it's Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. But that'll be your guilty pleasures. And the polls are official now. You can email or, you know, leave a voicemail if you want or something like that. Or next live show. Monday's kind of weird. We only have a half hour show. Maybe we can start it on that at about 12:30 Central. Otherwise, Tuesday, we have a somewhat of an abbreviated show, and I'll tell you more about that. Also, I didn't get much of a chance to tell you about the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. All right, true confession, I don't hate the holidays. I don't care either way. But for many of people, the holidays are just the icing on a bad cake. If you're otherwise depressed, the holidays just put you over, and I get that. And for things that you get in your life that you are kind of your touchstones, your comfort zones, when it comes to things you might see on TV or hear on the radio, one of the worst things about the holidays is that suddenly you're abandoned because the hosts all take off. And so I have the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club for everybody who it's ho, ho, hum. No false frivolity here as far as that goes. And when it comes to a holiday, for instance, Christmas night will fall while I'm on the air. So I will be on the air live with you. But if you've just had it, it's one more, be happy, it's the holidays, and you're saying, no, just no, then the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is for you. Might play a Christmas record, not because it's a Christmas record, just because I happen to love it, such as Gee Whiz, It's Christmas by Carla Thomas, because, you know, when I play that in August, I get funny looks, so I can play that. But other than that, you will not hear Christmas favorites. There will be no Hippopotami. There will be no chipmunks. Yeah, no animals of any kind, actually. But there will be, like I say, a couple things that I just have. Maybe backdoor Santa. I don't know. Well, anyway, that until then, that pretty much is a wrap. Thanks for joining me on Thanksgiving. Thanks to Bob, who worked the night with me. And, yeah, survived his family dinner and his grandson vomiting on him. Thanks to John for screening your calls. But above all, thanks to you for calling and for listening. I hope it was tolerable. It's over. You can come out now. And we'll regroup again on Monday. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.